In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This is Kyle Williams, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by the Trash Man. And man, we're pumped up to be here today. Trash Man and Cody have been working behind the scenes on the Roster Watch Dynasty Top 250 rankings, which are basically, I'm looking here in the sheet, it's like more like... You guys have a lot more than 250 guys ranked, Trash Man. Since when do you put in extra work on stuff? More than you're asked to do.
I mean, it depends on what it is and if I actually like doing it. I'll put in extra.
You like splitting hairs between Anais Smith Luke Lachey.
An artifact of us adding rookies to the sheet. And so instead of just taking guys off completely, you know, they just get pushed further down.
There is one guy who I need to take off completely here. I believe that Jordan Travis, we have ranked in the 300s. I believe that he medically retired from football last week.
Yeah, he retired.
So I'm going to go ahead and take him off the sheets here real quick. Glad that I looked at that. Have fun choosing between Juwar Jordan and Mason Rudolph.
What we need to do is find a way to like make picks after 250 not like visible. I don't know if that's possible.
I don't mind it. I think it's funny. We're gonna do a dynasty startup mock through four rounds today. So let's do. And I think the reason why I want to do this exercise is so I can go through and actually be on the clock and be looking at y'all's rankings and see what I agree with, what I disagree with, et cetera, so I can give my kind of input here off the cuff and also kind of identify how you and Cody are a lot different on a lot of these guys. So it should be make for some interesting discussion. I'll go ahead and
– like Luke McCaffrey? Who gives him? I mean, I don't know.
Does Cody have a high grade? What does Cody have on Luke McCaffrey?
I don't know, something that seems unreasonably high.
164, and you have him unranked in the top 250. It's interesting that that's the name that immediately came to your head.
Well, it's just one that I don't know. I'm just looking at the rankings recently. I don't understand it, but
I'd like to ask him if you look at what we thought that the Commanders were going to, you know, they were definitely a sneaky team to think about whenever we were talking about rookies in the draft, and the only one that they brought was Jalen Lane, right? Jalen Lane in the fourth round. So I don't know. It's they were always a sneaky landing spot for one of these, you know, a Mecca Egbuka types, right? We talked about it'd be so awesome to get the Ohio State guys with McLaurin and Egbuka, who could kind of play off each other really well there in Washington. They didn't get that level of player, although Jalen Lane, I think, is honestly, I think it's a good, great landing spot for him. And we know that Jaden Daniels is the tide that lifts all boats. So who knows? Maybe it is Luke McCaffrey. I don't get it though. Well, you can ask Cody about it tomorrow. I think you and Cody are hosting the show tomorrow. Let's start this startup. Let's start this mock. I'm going to share my screen here with this, see how we end up looking here. That's probably fine, right? All right, startup mock. And this is non-Superflex, right?
Yeah.
All right. So for me, it's pretty, you know, it's not the easiest thing here at the top, but give me the guy that just nuked fantasy football last year and should continue doing it into the future. I'm taking Ja'Marr Chase with the 101.
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know. Yeah. For the number two, it's got to be Justin Jefferson. Only a year older than Chase. I mean, perhaps that's why he's, you know, consistently at number two behind him.
No, it's not. It's because Ja'Marr Chase outscored every wide receiver in fantasy by like 100-something points last season.
But you don't think that Jefferson has that capability? He definitely does.
Look, I think that J.J. McCarthy is going to be good for these guys. I have all the belief in the world in Kevin O'Connell. I think that, you know, if he can do it with, you know, Sam Darnold and all these, I think he's proven that he can get through. If it's a bridge quarterback, a rookie quarterback, stuff like that, he can still produce and look like Justin Jefferson. But you have to admit that he's older. You have to admit that Ja'Marr Chase has the higher upside, and you have to admit that he certainly has the more appealing quarterback situation.
I will concede on at least one of those. Well, two of those, I guess, because he is younger too.
And what's the other one you concede?
That the quarterback situation is better.
Okay. Ja'Marr Chase nuked all these guys last year, trash man.
I know. I'm saying Jefferson has it in him.
All right, so the 103 here. I think that CeeDee Lamb is still the pick here, but as a Cowboys fan, can you tell me how you think that George Pickens is going to affect his target share? My point was yesterday is that I think that and they heard what I said about this yesterday.
Those other ancillary players.
Well, right, like Jalen Tolbert's completely nuked, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think CeeDee Lamb will hover around the same amount of targets. I just think it'll be fewer targets for other players, and I think it opens up the field for Lamb too. I think it helps him in coverage. So, like, I think this is a net gain.
Okay, I'm sticking with Lamb as my number three in dynasty startups. For now, although, gosh, man, I'm not going to tell you who I was thinking about possibly taking because I don't want you to take him.
I mean, it's probably your boy Bijan. I mean, you love him more than life itself, it seems. For me, my next, I'll take Malik Nabers.
Yeah, that's who I was going to take.
Begrudgingly,
how can you not feel sick about taking
this? I talked about this ad nauseum when I was doing the morning shows. I'm tired of drafting guys on bad teams, good players on bad teams. But Malik Nabers is the one outlier, it would seem, that regardless of the situation of the rest of that offense, he's going to get his. He's an electrifying player. I'm just sick of these guys who are good players on bad teams because they're so uneven from week to week, but neighbor seems to buck that.
Let's see what I did here. Let me just get this re-engineered here a little bit. Okay. So I'm back up. All right. Well, you definitely called it. Do we consider the Falcons a bad team at this point? Bad defense.
Well, they did a lot in the draft to defense.
Yeah. For sure. But still, gosh, I mean, they traded up to go get James Pierce. Just so wild. I'm going Bijan Robinson here. Great player on maybe at least what we could call a mediocre team.
I knew he was going to be close.
Well, I mean, I think that isn't this about where he should be going anyway? I would imagine if you look around the industry, this is probably about where he goes.
Well, I would have taken one running back before him, and I'm going to take him now. That's Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Right?
He's just so dynamic. I mean, he's on a much better offense. David Montgomery, I mean, he's going to miss games. He always does. Yeah, I just think Gibbs is the better player long term.
Man, this is where, oh gosh, this is where I deviate from you guys a little bit, man. I think after those top three wide receivers, it looks like, as I'm looking across the industry here, we're probably a little bit lower on Puka Nacua than a lot of other people, which I think is probably fine. But this is the point in this draft where I can't believe it, dude, that he hadn't played an NFL snap yet. But I think I'm taking Ashton Jeanty.
I mean, that's fair.
He's gonna get fed. He's awesome. I've never seen anything like him. You know, just must see TV every you know, Saturday night or Thursday night or whatever that you could watch these guys play. It was just Prize Picks and Underdog in the Pick'em lobby. They could not set his higher or lowers, you know, high enough to where you wouldn't just take the higher. They could put it like 198.5, and you're like, oh, Jeanty's going to smash that. He's going to get fed. He's got no competition. And do you know what I thought was so cool about Ashton Jeanty? Whenever I was watching one of these kind of post-draft profiles they did on him, did you know that one of the things that NFL teams liked most about him was that, like, he took his NIL money and he took it to just pay for, like, a bunch of, like, cryo, you know, like, he would go and, like, he slept in, like, cryo beds and, you know, took all the ice tubs and all this stuff. Like,
hey, you know, hey, we're finding out that might not be as good for you as we think.
Okay. Wow. I'm shit. What do you want to sleep in? A trash can? Let your natural immunity take over?
I was talking about the cold plunge. Cult of personality.
Hold on, wait. Is the cold plunge not good? Cody does it every day.
They're finding out it's not. It may not, at least for gains, it may not be as good. It's probably not an advantage
for gains. What do you mean?
For like muscle gains?
Oh.
Yeah, they're saying it's not ideal. It's not a good thing. I mean.
What are they gonna say next? The saunas are bad.
I haven't seen any of the recent research on that.
Well, I'm kind of glad because I'm too big of a kitty cat chicken to jump in one of those ice baths anyway. I'll stick to the sauna. All right. Who are you picking next?
It's a Bargain Springs. My next pick, I think I'm going to deviate from my ranking just a little bit because I don't.
Well, then you need to update your rankings if you already want to deviate from trash, man. This is garbage.
Well, we're talking about a draft, though. We always draft quarterbacks later. That's, you know, that's part and parcel of what we do. So I don't feel like drafting a quarterback right now. And for that reason, I am going to draft Drake London. You know, he was a top five receiver in the games with Michael Penix last season. Absolute monster games. I think it's only going to get better. I think London's going to. He's going to be in that upper echelon of receiver this season.
So I'm going. I think this is probably a little bit higher than consensus if we look across the industry, but it's fine. It's why we do it. I don't think it's egregious at all. All right. Let's see for me. If we look at what I think that people are probably screaming at their computer saying, what are you guys doing letting Puka Nacua go this long? I see him as high as like on Fantasy Pros and stuff. Some people have him as high as like 4. It's only his age 24 season. I think that over the course of the next 2 years, I think that Davante Adams is good and he's a target earner and Matthew Stafford's the kind of guy that's going to get him the football. And I think that Puka is still going to be really good. I just don't know if he's going to be just this elite. I can't have him in that bucket anymore with those top three guys. So I do kind of think, though, that you guys are probably a little bit hot on Jackson Smith and Jigba here.
Cody is. Cody has him as number 5.
I'm not taking Brian Thomas.
Okay, this is interesting. Because I think their situations are kind of similar. Puka Nacua, Jackson Smith, and Jigba. They're both kind of play over the same type area of the field. They're both are paired with, you know, veteran wide receivers. Why not? I mean, isn't Jackson and Duda, wouldn't you say he's a much better athlete than Puka Nacua and a better receiver?
It's apples and oranges.
But no, but like you, I mean, I remember how high you were on Jackson Smith and Jigba coming into the draft.
I still am high on JSN.
We didn't think that way about Puka Nacua.
Yeah, but then Puka Nacua came in and broke fantasy as a rookie.
Okay. I mean, a lot of that had to do with his quarterback and just the kind of quarterback that Stafford is and the situation with Kupp at the time.
Yeah, but we know who Stafford is, and are we sure we know who Sam Darnold is?
I mean, if we're going to be that high on Puka Nacua, then I think it
– I'm taking Puka.
I think it goes –
You put a gun to my head, I'm taking Puka.
Hand in hand with Njigba being, you know, considerably high.
Okay. I'm taking Puka at 9. Who's your next pick?
Next pick for me. That'll be a player who I think is better than Puka and Jackson, but a similar type of player, and that's Amon-Ra St. Brown on a better offense. Give him to me.
Okay. I think that's kind of in line with the general consensus of things. Here at 11, is this too early to take Brock Bowers? It's not, dude. I'm taking Bowers, dude.
I think there are more targets on that offense now. I don't know that it's. I mean, I think compared to most tight ends, he's going to be great.
Yeah, give me the positional advantage, dude. I'm taking Bowers, dude. It's not like we've never seen anything like him, man. But it's been a while since we've seen something like him. This kind of guy doesn't come along every couple seasons. He just doesn't.
That's fine. So with my next pick, I'm going to take. I'm going to take JSN right there.
You're taking JSN?
It's going to be a target hog.
All right, it's fine. Yeah. You know that I love JSN. So Jackson Smith and Jigba goes off the board here. This is where I start thinking, I'm like, man, I'm down to like this, like, I'm not really become less comfortable about Brian Thomas Jr.
I'm gonna move him down after this in my rankings.
I just wonder though, is it just entirely too early here to be taking?
He's still gonna be high.
I think you guys are too high on these quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen.
We're talking about a guy you could have on your team for the next however long. I mean, yeah, I think I'd want to have Jaden Daniels as my quarterback for the entirety of his of his career.
Yeah, even with that being said, though, man, I think that
we haven't seen anything like it.
I think where Cody has him at 11 is better because you have him at 7, and that takes him up to 9 as far as an average, which puts him at like – I wouldn't have felt comfortable taking him any earlier than right now. So I think we can be high on him, but I think you should move him down. You should make a note to move him down, I think, just for structural stuff. Whenever you move down BTJ, I would move him down. Because isn't this about where you would take him? You just took JSN over him at 12, right? But I'll go ahead and take Jaden Daniels. All right, you're up.
Okay. With the next pick. You've taken – okay. With my next pick, I'm going to go ahead and do it, Devin Achane. I mean, he's got pretty much a stranglehold on that Miami backfield.
Even though you think Ollie Gordon's going to be ripping off his touchdowns?
No, I just think he – I think Ollie Gordon is shot for fantasy relevance. That's all I'm saying. I don't think Gordon's the guy there, but I think he's got – of a lot of these rookie running backs who were taken later in the draft, I think there is a clearer path to fantasy relevance for him than some of the other guys. That's all. A-Chain is still the man.
Nico Collins is going to be 26 this year. You forget that he had a little bit of a rev up period. He didn't just come in gangbusters. I'll still take him though, man. I'm taking Nico Collins here. What are we start of the second round right now? Yeah, 203. Who do you got?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right. I'll take another running back who I think is going to be incredible in the league. It's Omarion Hampton for the Chargers. I mean, I know Najee Harris is there, but Najee Harris, we've seen what he's capable of, and more importantly, what he's not capable of. Hampton is a dual threat running back. I think if Genty wasn't there, I mean, we'd be balling back and forth between him and Henderson being the top running back taken in the draft. You're muted, Alex.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I think this is where the slide stops on Brian Thomas Jr. For as much as I hate them adding Travis Hunter, I do love that they added Liam Cohen as an offensive coordinator. And he told us at the combine that the offense would run through BTJ. Now that was before they added Travis Hunter, of course. But I think, 17, I think it's fine. A lot of people have him at like 8 overall. Who you got next?
Next, I mean, I guess I'll take my quarterback here, and that'll be Lamar Jackson. I mean, his offense just keeps getting better around him. And he's just an unstoppable force at quarterback. And just what I love about him, he's just so unflappable. Even in miserable playoff losses, he's got that unflappability that I like in Jaden Daniels. But he's better on his feet than Jaden Daniels is. You know, he's several years older. That's the knock against him, but love Lamar.
Okay. I'll take Josh Allen. Bunch of the same stuff that you just said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, take Josh Allen.
The supporting cast just doesn't seem to get better, though.
He doesn't need it to.
Yeah, he does. To be just, the Chiefs, he does.
He does it all on it. He can do it on his own.
I mean, for just talking about fantasy, sure, but.
we're clearly right here just talking about fantasy trash.
Yeah, but just imagine how good he could be.
If he actually had
an alpha receiver.
All right. Who do you got?
Next pick. You did take Nico. Okay. I'll go with my boy Garrett Wilson. Justin Fields going to be airing it out to him this season. Little competition there for Charlie.
It is nothing. His competition is nothing.
Yeah.
Have you actually just taken a good look at what the Jets?
Yes.
Like what they have. I looked at it. I was like, even though this is my job and stuff, I was still like, dude, I can't believe how bad this is. This their second best wide receiver is Josh Reynolds.
Right. I mean, they added Arian Smith in the draft.
But he's Arian Smith's terrible. He's very, very fast.
I mean, and we're still hoping for Malachi to step up. But, yeah, I mean, there's nobody other than Garrett Wilson. So, yeah, it's going to be a monster year for Wilson. I don't know. Maybe he needs to be – maybe I might get him over Brian Thomas.
That would be a take. I guess I wouldn't say that I hate it. Let's see. This is starting to get tough. I'm thinking about taking Travion Henderson here. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to take Travion Henderson. Think you guys are probably a little bit too low on my guy. He's going to completely nuclearize Ramondre Stevenson, and he's going to be attached to Drake May as he continues to improve and just be the linchpin of that New England Patriots offense.
That's fair. Up next for me, I'm going to take Breece Hall, same team, same offense. I mean, dearth of offensive weapons there. I mean, it's going to be Breece and Garrett all season. I know they're saying they have other running backs on the team. Yeah, so what? We know Breece is the dog there. As long as he stays healthy, he's a premier talent.
Yo, man, I think you guys are – can you make another note here for me, please? To just examine where you are on Ladd McConkey. I think that he should start being in consideration somewhere around here.
He is.
Yeah, I guess kind of a not based on your ranking.
I mean,
based on Cody's.
I mean, I think to be honest, I think a lot of his fantasy, I guess, output is based on was based out of necessity last season. I think as they do have more options in the passing game, which they do have now, and a better running game. And the thing is, he's not going to be scoring touchdowns.
I just don't think that Trey Harris takes away from Ladd.
He's also older than most of the guys I have in front of him. I'm just saying,
can you just make a note while you're doing the Puka thing and the other or whatever things we talked about earlier, BTJ, we just make a note just to examine Ladd, just look at it.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm taking Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
I mean, what are we doing here? I know he's 28, but come on, dude.
They just knock against him. You know, he's one injury away from at the end of his career potentially, but he is arguably the best running back in the league right now.
I think it's kind of, I think 2024 Saquon Barkley is inarguable the best running back in the best running back in the league.
Hey, but now you said Jonty.
But Jonty, I'm gonna have Jonty for at least have him through his whole rookie contract. I don't think that we're gonna have Barkley at the peak of his powers for that much longer. Barkley might have been at the peak of his powers, and that would be perfectly justifiable.
Yeah.
All right, who do you have next?
Up next, I have not taken a tight end. I'll go ahead and take Trey McBride here.
Okay.
I mean, he's the premier pass catcher for the Cardinals. Marvin Harrison, be damned.
I'm taking Ladd, dude. This is too far for him to fall. I can't pull the tab up for like Fantasy Pros and stuff, but I guarantee you this is probably like 9 spots lower than those guys. Maybe not 9. Probably, I'll bet you he's top 20 though for them. Give me Ladd McConkey here. Happy to get him at the beginning of the third round. We're gonna go through. I thought we were gonna be able to get through 4 trashmen. I think we'll be able to get through these 3.
Okay, next pick. I'm gonna take Jonathan Taylor. I mean, still only 26.
Good old faithful.
Right on. Why not? I mean, he's going to be, he's the one cog in that offense that I think, you know, consistently will produce this season, regardless of who's under center.
Okay. Jonathan Taylor. Look, man, I don't know what you guys are doing here, but please, please make another note for me here. Travis Hunter needs to come way up because I'm taking him right now. I think he has the opportunity to be just an elite, elite talent at the NFL level and somebody that you say, how did we not get as much Travis Hunter as we possibly could whenever he didn't come with the same price as a rookie as guys like Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson?
I mean, I think what's baked in here is just like we don't know exactly how they're going to use him. I know how they say they plan they're going to use him, but we still don't know for sure. So, I mean,
they said that they were interested in trading up for a dynamic offensive weapon. Liam Cohen needed his toy. He's got to get Trevor Lawrence fixed. Travis Hunter is about to go nuclear.
I know he very well could. I mean, it's just, I think we're just trying to err on the safer side until we know for sure.
All right. Who's next?
Oh, yes. I'm going with my boy Quinshon Judkins. Stoked about his situation in fantasy. I know there's another rookie running back there, but Judkins, he's the total package. I mean, I think I was more excited to see where he landed than almost anyone other than Ashton Jeanty. I think he's a guy you don't have to take off the field.
Oh, I'm not in. A.J. Brown's already 28 years old. My goodness. Bucky Irving's only 23. How long does he hold up, though? And Jalen Hurts is still on the board, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Yuck. Marvin Harrison Jr. is right here in this range for you guys.
I mean, I have him low. Cody has him.
Cody loves MHJ. My gosh. He did kind of dodge the draft. You know what I mean? Not like that. You know, he did dodge bullets in the draft.
I guess so. But I mean, is he going to step up this season? I don't know. There was nothing to indicate that would be the case.
Is this about where AJ Brown goes? Am I crazy for? I mean, considering.
I mean, this. I mean, yeah. I mean, we're factoring in the dynasty aspect of, you know, age is a factor here.
I'm going AJ Brown, dude. Give me a real life transformer. I'll take these Eagles guys that are a little bit older. They have their set playmakers, and there's going to be nobody else that gets any action on that team.
Okay. And with my next pick, I will take James Cook.
Oh, what a terrible pick. Really?
Yeah.
Why? I'm glad Cody's so low on him. Man, that's bad. I mean, it's just because they didn't take another running back, and you think, wait, do you think they're going to really pay him this $15 million per year that he wants?
I don't know if they'll pay him $15 million a year. I think he's a good running back. I think he's proven to be a good running back. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, we have this knock on him that he's not like a three-down back or whatever, but he produced like one. Like, I don't see why people are hating on Cook. There's really no reason for it. All he did was show up for that team.
If you take James Cook, I'm taking Bucky Irving, and I like my side of it a lot better. Bucky Irving here at pick
3. I love Bucky Irving too.
What do you got next?
And up next, I will take. Another player that you seem to hate, or Cody seems to hate, is Kyren Williams. I'm taking him next. another player who I know people want to hate on for the future, but keeps on producing in the present.
I get it, but it's like he's out of his contract after this year, and if they don't extend him, do you really think he's going to go to another team that's going to feed him the way that the Rams did? It's not the player that we love. It's just the usage.
I mean, but you could say that for a lot of players. And I think he has proven that he's – I mean, he's outplayed every running back that they brought in the past two seasons.
Oh, trash, man. Here's where I'm going next. Here's another one to write down, please, to examine. Hey, can you examine your ranking on Tet McMillan? I know you said you don't like him, but just examine it. I think this is about where he needs to go. So I'm going to take Tet McMillan here. I know, trash man, you have this recent aversion to good players on bad teams. I think that's what Tet's going to be. I just think that those other guys, I think Xavier Legette looks like,
no, the recent aversion is just like, it's just based on like fantasy for the past year or two. It's just like, I'll be getting these players who, you know, are electric players, dynamic players on crappy teams. And they don't put up consistent numbers. And it just happens to be on the weeks that don't need them, you know? And it's just, I'm just trying to avoid that where I can.
All right. What do you got next? Is Jalen Hurts still on the board? I keep asking that. Okay.
I'll take Jalen Hurts.
Okay. I mean, I think he's probably needs to go around here, right?
Yeah. I mean, he could have gone. I mean, it's just like, this is a draft, not rankings, right? Jalen Hurts. I mean, the tush push still alive and well for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts still mans one of the best offenses in football. Still younger than Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. So, yeah.
This is a kind of a – we're getting into a kind of odd place here where I'm just like, am I really taking – but, I mean, we're getting to the end of the third round. Where's – like, where are the second tier rookies, like the Caleb Johnsons and the RJ Harveys and stuff going? Is this like way too early for that? Looks like for you guys, it might be a little early. I think, can you write down to examine that, see where that is versus consensus?
Yeah.
Please. Okay. And Judkins is off the board.
Yeah.
Golly, man. I give me Marvin Harrison Jr. It's just you took Jalen Hurts. Okay, so Jalen Hurts goes, then Marvin Harrison Jr. goes. It feels bad. I was talking yesterday how he's a sell candidate because everyone values him so much. But the fact that everybody values him so much feels like you're getting a little bit of arbitrage here. And you know, even if you don't like him, if he starts out the season well or gets hot, you know, if you don't like him or don't trust him, you can just trade him away. But on the flip side of that, you know, he is still the prospect that we, you know, virtually all said looked like tops among a really good class. We had Malik Nabers ranked higher as a prospect, but I think it was pretty consensus to have MHJ right up there with him. So I'll go MHJ. Final pick, trash man. Get us out of here with this one.
Final pick. That'll be T. Higgins, who on any other team would be a number one wide receiver. And it's still almost the number one wide receiver, even with Jamar Chase in the fold.
T. Higgins, is that the highest that we've seen anybody take a team's wide receiver two in this draft? I think it is. As I look back, no. It looks like the highest anybody took a team's wide receiver two was whenever I took Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas Jr., maybe.